A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 72 and partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story is developing news. 14 elementary school students are dead following a shooting in a small Texas town. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Texas Governor Greg Abbott confirming earlier this afternoon that 14 students and a teacher are dead following that shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. But we are learning that those numbers could be even greater. We are waiting for a news conference from law enforcement officials to confirm that the numbers are greater. The governor today also saying that the 18-year-old suspect was killed during a shootout with police.
It appears that two responding officers were struck by rounds, but have no serious injuries.
Governor Abbott saying the teenager shot his grandmother before traveling to the elementary school and opening fire.
What happened in Uvalde is a horrific tragedy that cannot be tolerated in the state of Texas.
Hospital officials say several students are being treated in the emergency room. Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat from Connecticut, whose state was rocked by the Sandy Hook shooting nearly 10 years ago, lashing out at his colleagues on the Senate floor for still blocking gun reform.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next.
The gunman was a former student. Again, we have been reporting that 14 students and a teacher are dead. Those numbers were confirmed by the governor. We are seeing, though, on network news, but these are not confirmed numbers, that the numbers could be greater, as many as 18 children and three adults dead. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And we're closely following the story. We're awaiting a news conference from Uvalde, Texas. Reporters have gathered. We're just waiting for the event to commence. So stay with us at KSL. Meantime, here at home in Utah, the debate commission is out with their list of moderators for the GOP primary debates, but it's still unclear whether some of the debates will even have two candidates there. Executive Director Eric Nielsen says he has incumbents confirmed, but he's not saying which ones yet.
We have people who have accepted our invitations to be a part of our debate. There are still some people who have not fully accepted our invitations yet. We hope that now that we've announced our moderators that we will have more people coming in.
Nielsen says the debates will go on, even if there's only one person on stage. Police are investigating an Ogden High School student who they say attacked another student in a school bathroom. Perla Gonzalez is the mother of the girl who was attacked. She says that her daughter went to the hospital with a concussion. Ogden Police Lieutenant Tyler Ziegler says police first heard about the incident from students.
We've been working closely with both the school administration and the Weber County Attorney's Office to ensure that the proper steps are taken. And based on the investigation thus far, where we're at with it, we are moving forward with the filing of charges, and we anticipate those will be officially filed this week.
The school district says it's taken appropriate action, which includes unspecified consequences. The birth rate in the U.S. is seeing an increase. First time in years, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe reports.
The birth rate actually grew 1% last year in the U.S. That's after a major dip of 4% in 2020 and a continual decline since 2014. But demographer Emily Harris with the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute says it's not surprising to have years of ebbs and flows in the birth rate. But what the numbers show is many young people are having kids later on in life, in their 30s instead of their 20s.
The newly released data from the CDC shows the birth rate continues to decline last year for women ages 15 through 24. KSL News Time 5:34. As the U.S. flies in baby formula from other parts of the world, do parents need to worry about possible adverse effects when changing brands? Pediatrician at the U of U Health, Dr. Wendy Hobson-Rohrer, told KSL's David Dujanovic this morning the international formula is going through safety measures.
Formulas across the world are they're essentially the same, but we wanted to make sure that they are safe for our infants.
Dr. Rohrer says the biggest thing to identify is that the new formula is the same recipe as the one you're already feeding your baby. Once baby formula is back in stock, you could get it delivered by drone. Salt Lake City, one of six locations set to get Walmart drone delivery by the end of the year.
Walmart says drones will be able to deliver orders in as little as 30 minutes. The company says they're only expanding the service to certain areas, and one of those areas is Salt Lake City. A spokesperson for the Federal Aviation Administration says the drone operator has to be able to see the drone at all times to comply with FAA regulations. Amazon has also said they're working on 30-minute drone deliveries, but Bloomberg reports Amazon has struggled to get their drone program off the ground. Walmart hasn't responded to KSL's request for comment. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL. South Korean officials now say North Korea has launched three ballistic missiles toward the sea today. Two of them about 30 minutes apart this afternoon. The third, hours later. President Biden is on his way back to the White House now from a trip to that region. He was just attending a summit with the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan in Tokyo. KSL News Time 5:36. Ricky, give me a quick check on traffic. What's up?
A little bit of heavy and slow traffic setting in northbound I-15 from the Point up to Bangor Highway in Draper, but the bigger delays are waiting for you northbound I-15 Murray all the way to the North Interchange on the way to North Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.